I thank you, Jesus, for your cross, for your grace, for your love, for forgiving all my sins. I thank you, Jesus, for your Holy Spirit. I thank you for power in Jesus' name over Satan, principalities and powers, sickness and disease, poverty. I give you praise this morning, Jesus, that your presence is in this place. Thank you, Lord. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, it's a very short thing, but I really like the word that Peggy gave us Friday night. Come up here. I'll bring it to you. Just say what the Lord...
Okay. It came about because I was thinking how Pastor often mentions we're at a college level, and I was thinking about that. People that come here are at a college level of wanting to learn about God. It's not a church of babies, mostly. And while I was thinking about that, God said, your church, this church is a task force. It's Special Forces Task Force for God. That's how he sees us.
Wow. Praise God. Give him a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Task force. Huh? Would you say, Randall, speak up? Oh, we're better than that. We're better than Navy SEALs. Better than Green Berets. Amen? Oh, Holy Spirit SEALs, he says. Praise God. That came out of David back here. Praise the Lord. See, if you just start following the Spirit, you'll call us all kinds of good things. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're still talking about the pathway of faith. Do you know something? If you go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and if you don't do it by the Word of God, then faith don't come. We have natural faith. We have natural wisdom. We have natural knowledge. And many times during the week when we face things, we're doing it by natural faith. How do you know the difference? Because faith comes. In other words, you can make faith come through the Word of God. So you handle things by the Word of God. Faith cometh, right? And we're going to look at that again today, a little later. But faith cometh. So you can make faith come. And you can discern yourself whether you're operating in natural faith or when you're operating in the Word of God, faith comes. So you can cause faith to come. And it depends on how you handle things during that day, either by the Word or by your own faith. You can say, I can cause faith to come. Faith cometh by hearing. And I'll finish the scripture here. So faith can come according to what you say and what you do from the Word of God. Faith will come. If you do things by your own faith, the Word of God, the faith that comes from the Word of God, won't come. So we need to learn and discern, is it my faith I'm operating in, or is it the faith of the Word of God? Are you listening? We learn to handle things by the Word of God. There is an answer in the Word of God for everything you're going to do this week, everything you're going to run up against. A lot of people handle things by anger. A lot of people handle things by their own knowledge. You know what God told me about an individual in this town? This morning when I was praying, he said his wisdom is tainted. See, anytime you believe in civil unions, the wisdom of God in you is tainted. That's not God. Same-sex marriage, it's not God. The wisdom of God in you is tainted. You become a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. I know a lot of people have different views. But we as Christians, Christ-like, should have one view which comes from the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. They called me on the telephone yesterday for a survey. And I went through Gainsbridge and different things and some local people that were running, and I didn't even know who they were. And so I just said, don't know. Then it went into civil unions and everything else. If we're going to be a church, and he's the head, Jesus is the head, and we have the Spirit of God, then we need to learn to do things by the wisdom of God, which is the understanding of God, which is the Word of God. So you can believe any way you want to, but we need to learn to believe according to the Word of God. Listen to me. Two men can go next door over here where the apartments are and move in those apartments. Two women can go over there and move in there. They don't need my approval. A man and a woman can move in over there, but they want you and I to give them a stamp of approval. In this world the way it is today, two women can live together. Two women can get married. Do you know in the state of Colorado that anybody can marry anybody? But they want us, because we're Christians, to say if we approve that, then we are talking on behalf of God. So God approves it. We need to walk by faith, saints, and we need not have our wisdom of God tainted by the world. Amen? So I want you to know where I stand. I don't stand voting for anybody that believes in abortion and same-sex marriage. I'm going to vote the Bible. Amen? We need to learn that. Don't let the world try to soften your heart towards things that God says it's sin, it's not right. When I got saved, I had to stop drinking and taking drugs and doing things and hate and carrying guns. I had to stop it. If they want to get saved, they got to stop it. And the power of God in their lives will help them stop it. That's walking by faith. That's faith. Amen? Hallelujah. So we're going to learn the path of faith. And you have to examine yourself. What path are you on? Your natural faith or God's faith? If you're operating in faith or the Word of God, you're operating in God's faith. Are you listening? You can argue all you want about this. We're going here, the Word of God settles it. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start off with where we were Friday. You people who didn't come Friday, shame on you. No, I'm only kidding. I'm only kidding now. Don't get bent out of shape. Because it's awful hard to get you back in shape. If you would, Jerry, turn to John 14:26. 14:26. I've added a little bit to Fridays, but we'll just kind of go through some things because some of you people Friday need to hear this. The Word of God is not just one time, you know. We need to learn to be doers of what you're hearing. Amen? John 14:26. But the Helper, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, that's in the name of Jesus, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. So the Holy Spirit, one of the works of the Holy Spirit, is to bring to our remembrance everything that Jesus said. When he said you can do the same then when he said also, he said, the Father said, everything I have, I've given to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and give to us. So we have a faith there that if we do things according to the Word of God, the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and give you knowledge, give you wisdom, the gifts of the Spirit, or whatever it may be. You understand what I'm saying? So the work of the Holy Spirit is to bring to our remembrance. So this week, I'm going to be handling some different things as you're going to be handling some different things, and you're going to meet somebody or something and so on and so forth. Are we going to handle it from the remembrance of a scripture that comes up in us by the Holy Spirit, or are we going to do it by our own self? That's when we get in trouble as Christians. So the Holy Spirit this week will bring to your remembrance something Jesus said. Because that's where faith is. That's where the power of God is. Amen? And so you can, You may miss it several times, but if you'll practice this, all of a sudden you'll start hearing God speak to you. He'll bring you a scripture to handle the situation you're up against. Amen? If we do things according to what Jesus said, it'll cause a mountain to move, a sickness to move, financial problems to move. See, most of the time, we don't realize it, but we handle things according to our natural faith. There's two persons here. We have a spiritual person, a Holy Spirit in our lives, where everything is, and we have a natural person. You and me, we have natural faith, knowledge, and wisdom, and you'll find out that when you try to do something and it doesn't work, you are operating in your faith. It doesn't mean we're bad people, but we all go through this until we realize how faith works. How does faith work? Amen? Are you getting that? Hallelujah. But the helper, so we have a helper. Some people don't want to admit to it. Some people don't want to be helped. I'll do it myself. Have you ever seen children or a husband or wife say that to each other? I'll do it myself. Some people don't like help. You know why? When you ask for help of the Holy Spirit, it's going to be done God's way. And we don't always want to do it God's way. So when you ask for his help, he's going to do it. He's going to teach you his scripture God's way. Whether it's going to church, whether it's praying, whether it's how you treat your wife, how you treat your husband, how you treat your children, whatever. There's God's way, and then there's our way. And so most people, I've heard of the number, I don't need your help. I don't want your help. But the help of the Holy Spirit, when you ask for his help, he's going to bring to your remembrance faith, an answer that's in Jesus, what Jesus said. Most people this week will forget this when you go out that door. And God may just allow you to get in problems. What happened? I tithe, I go to church, because you're doing it by yourself. You're not asking for the help. Whatever you come up against, you know you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you when you get out of bed so you won't complain about your back or your foot or your head. The flesh wants to kick in and wants to take over, and so we're naturally complaining people. If it's a little foggy out or a little rainy, a drizzle out, look at that. I feel miserable now. See, we're feeling through our emotions, the soulish area, and not through the Word of God. So the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father... And you have to train yourself to do this, saints. Most people don't... I don't need no help to get out of bed. You need help to have a good confession. Whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. All things. And that's where faith comes from. That's the path of faith. The Holy Spirit getting you to handle things according to what Jesus said. Your body and some people likes to complain. Some people don't even want to get out of bed. They'd rather just put the pillow over their head or pull a blanket up. I didn't sleep good last night. I need to catch up some sleep. I need 2 more hours of sleep. You don't need no 2 hours more of sleep. That's your flesh saying that. I want to see a sign from God. And God says, I want to see faith. That's the 5 senses. He will teach you and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Okay? If you would. Number 2. Jerry, are you ready? 16, John 16. Starting with verse 13. Put 13 up there. John 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, so he's not going to lie to us. He's a Spirit of truth. So every time he brings truth to you, it will work. Has come, he will guide you into all truth. This is how you walk by faith. This is the path of faith. He will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Now, he hears from the Father. And when he hears from the Father, he takes from Jesus and gives to us. Are you listening? If you'll learn this thing, I'm still learning it, but if you'll learn this, it'll get you over many potholes. It'll get you through many days. Your day will start dark. It'll wind up bright and shiny and peace in Jesus Christ and the knowledge and wisdom of God will be flowing in your life. If you'll just learn this, this is the pathway to faith. I and you don't know how to walk in faith, but the Holy Spirit does. And the less you turn to him, the less you'll walk in faith. The more you'll walk in your own faith, your own knowledge, and your own wisdom. And so we want to operate in the God kind of faith. Mark 11:22, he says, have the faith of God, or have faith in God. And so that's a God kind of faith. And so you and I have the spirit of faith that will help us walk in the God kind of faith and not our own faith. If you don't learn how to walk in faith by the Spirit, in God's faith, you'll always walk in your faith. And you'll get to a certain place because our faith levels off. It can't go into the supernatural. But God's faith can. Amen? Hallelujah. 13. Now go to 14, if you would, Jerry, please. Verse 14. Now you're in something. You're in 14. 14. There you go. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. He will take of what is mine and declare it to you. He will declare peace to you, grace to you. He'll declare the gifts to you. He'll declare his love to you. He'll declare the identification with the cross to you. He'll declare to you. He'll speak to you. He'll tell you you ain't got to follow the flesh. He will glorify me. And we know what glorifies Jesus? Healing, miracles. So if you're in a mess, I just want and you're having trouble getting out of it, I just want you to understand something. Lazarus was in a mess. But Jesus knew it before. But he didn't show up till he was really the mess took a hold of him and killed him. And he was in, you see, God sometimes, no matter how late you think it is, he's always there. He'll never forsake nor leave you. And that glorifies, so if he can do a miracle in your life or a miracle through your life, the gift of miracles, and it's all up to the Holy Spirit, you see, it brings glory to God. It brings glory to God that my body has been healed from MS, that my body has been delivered from booze and drugs, that I've been delivered from hate, you see. That glorifies God. Because Christian means Christ-like. He will glorify me, for he will take of what is mine and declare to you. That's a blank check. Now go to 15. Go to 15, Jerry, please. Praise you, Jesus. All things that the Father has are mine. So everything the Father has is in Jesus. He walked in the God kind of faith. Therefore, I said that he will take of mine and declare it to you. You have a blank check this week to be on the pathway of faith, to operate in faith, because as the Father tells the Holy Spirit, he will take from Jesus that's in you and I. Because when I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive everything. Amen? So I have everything in me, and I can't make it operate, but the Spirit of God in you can make it operate. Are you listening? Are you being blessed? If you're not, go to sleep, and I'll wake you up at the end. You know, we can laugh in church. It won't break your face. We need to laugh. The joy of the Lord. See, that's a path of faith. If the joy of the Lord, that's a path of faith. I'm not going to listen to my soulish area. I'm not going to be down in the dumps if I have to force it out. Ha, 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 and all of a sudden you'll start laughing. You'll be laughing at what you're laughing at. You don't know what you're laughing at. That's the joy of the Lord. You don't have to have a reason to laugh. The Holy Spirit can tickle you anytime. So listen, saints. This is the pathway to faith. I'm guaranteeing you, saints, if you'll examine yourself as I examine myself, many times you're walking in your own faith. Oh, I have faith in God. Really? Has it ever been tested? Has God tested it to find out if it's genuine faith, if it's his faith? Well, I don't believe in that. Then you don't believe in the Bible. Okay, number three. Turn to the Amplified Version, Jerry. Right? John 16:33. Praise you, Jesus. Oh. Now listen, saints. I want you to look at this. This is the pathway to faith. You're going to have to learn to speak to mountains, sickness and disease and poverty. You're going to have to tell the devil that he has no authority over you. You're going to have to tell the principalities and powers. You're going to have to tell your physical body, no emotions, you're not going to run my life. The Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God's going to run my life. You've got to speak to it. Why? This is what he says. I have told you these things so that in me, see, we always have this identification in Christ, right? In me, you may have perfect peace. Perfect peace. So when something used to bother you, if you're in perfect peace and he'll give you that, it won't no longer bother you. It may be there, but it won't bother you. Okay? And confidence, in the world you have tribulations, trials, and distress. We've all been there. Frustrations, we've all been there. But be of good cheer. Take courage. Be confident, certain, undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and to have conquered it, and I have conquered it for you. Now, if we have his kind of faith, we're going to believe that sickness and disease has been conquered. The devil has been disarmed. Principalities and powers have been disarmed. I now have the power over my flesh. I don't have to get depressed or oppressed. That comes from the world. That comes from the first Adam. The second Adam, God in us, the Spirit of God in us, is telling you, bringing to your remembrance what Jesus has said. And he said, I conquered, I deprived it of the power to harm you. You know something, saints? How this works is you've got to start getting that in your renewed mind. If you don't have it in your renewed mind, the old man will kick up all the time. And you'll always be a complainer. I don't know when God's going to do this. I've been serving God all this time, and he just ain't going to do it. I don't see no evidence of God in my life, and I just want to see miracles. And God says, I just want to see faith. Faith moves the hand of God. But if you have the God kind of faith and you believe that he's deprived it of power to harm you, so what do you got to do? You got to stand before sickness or disease. You got to stand before the devil. You got to stand before principalities and powers. You got to stand before that flesh of yours that's always trying to come against God. And now I have the Spirit of God in me. I have a blood covenant. I have the name of Jesus, and I'm not going to allow my flesh to rule this physical body. I'm not going to allow my flesh to dictate poverty to me, or sickness to me, or oppression, depression to me. This is the pathway to faith, saints. This is how you get into faith. this week, you'll either learn, or you'll either handle it by your faith or by God's faith. How do I handle it by God's faith? I thought you'd never asked. We'll keep on going here. Turn, if you would, to Amplified Matthew 17:20. Matthew 17:20. Oh, Jesus. You better get comfortable. I got two Bibles up here. Only kidding. Don't get bent out of shape. I have to have pictures. There's no pictures in these Bibles, and I get bored. I got to see pictures. When I go to a restaurant, I got to see a picture of a steak or a chicken or whatever it may be. I don't want to take that person's word. Show me a picture. Show him what I'm going to be eating. We don't have no pictures. Give me an iced tea if I get the rest of it. Okay. He said to them, because of the littleness of your faith, he's addressing their faith. That is, your lack of firmly relying and trust. For truly I say to you, if you have faith that is living, and he uses the term seed, why? Because no matter what seed you plant, it's living, it's got life in it. If it's corn, it'll grow corn. See, most people are into their own faith, and they're not into the seed faith. He uses the term seed because there's life in seed. Can you see that? So he uses the term seed because no matter what kind of seed you got, whether it's flowers, whether it's carrots, it'll grow that. He said you got to have living faith. Living faith is the God kind of faith. It comes from the Word of God. That's one way it comes. So lightness of your faith, that is your lack of firmly relying and trust, but truly I say to you, if you have faith that is living like a grain of mustard seed, he's using that seed because there's life in the seed. It's living, it's living, it's alive. You can say to this mountain, you can say it by your faith or you can say it by living faith. Can you see that? That's why he's using the seed thing. No matter what seed there is, it's got life in it. It's alive. It will grow. Your faith won't. Hallelujah. You can say to this mountain, you can say to this sickness, that disease, that poverty, that mind problem, whatever it may be, if you have living faith, if you have your faith, you can say till hell freezes over and then go to work. Because that faith, our natural faith, does not move the hand of God. And so he went on to say that it is living like a grain of mustard seed. You can say to this mountain, move from here to there, yonder place, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. When I said, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord. I believe in my heart. I received the seed. The living seed. The living faith. But just that seed will make a mountain move. Why? It's God. Nothing can stand in the way when God speaks. In Mark 9:23, it says, all things are possible to you who believe. But you see the example that he's saying here? Seed is alive, amen? When your mom and dad were married and they made love, a seed came alive. This part of the seed, that part of the seed, it became life. A living seed. And guess what? It produced us. It was living. It was alive. And in that seed, there was bones, brains, eyes, ears, blood. Amen? See, I have to preach myself happy. You're going off to a restaurant. I'm going home and duke it out. Uh-huh. He'll do anything to stop these messages. Satan will. I said, God, the most hardest thing for me is during the winter, I have to get up and pray and seek you and go out in the cold. He said, this isn't about you. It's about the people who come. I went, shucks. What about me? You don't belong to yourself, Valerie. You belong to me. It's just like when you buy an automobile and pay it off, the car, it belongs to you. If you choose to put gas in it, that's fine. But if you don't, you won't go anywhere. If you choose to change the oil, well, God is an oil-changing God. He changes the anointing in our lives and the call in our lives. But it comes by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reproduces the power of Jesus in our lives because we're supposed to be carrying on his ministry. Can you see that? Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Say, living faith comes from the finished work of Jesus. The Holy Spirit wants to tell us, remind us everything that Jesus said. So if he reminds you that all your sins have been forgiven on the cross or the shedding of his blood, wash your, how come we do sin, but how come we can't be washed from that sin? Because we don't listen for the Holy Spirit to remind us that's under the blood. The devil like to keep you in that sin the rest of your life and tie you all up in knots and so on and so forth. But Jesus said, I mean, the Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance, it's all under the blood. What if we make a mistake? It's all under the blood. See, homosexuals ain't going to hell because being a homosexual. They're going to hell because they rejected the forgiveness of Jesus. That's a sin against the Holy Ghost. That's what that is. Jesus took homosexuality at the cross, sickness, disease, and everything. But in a lifetime, you remember the guy on the cross, he confessed on the cross? And he says, this day you'll be in paradise with me. So they're not going, homosexuals ain't going to hell because they're homosexuals. They're going to hell because they rejected the forgiveness of Jesus, which is sin against the Holy Ghost. That's why they're going to hell. Now, if you want to believe another way, believe another way. I believe in the power of Jesus. I believe that the Holy Spirit brings that to your remembrance. I believe that God has taken every sin that you can think of, Jesus has on the cross. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to Amplify John 1:16, if you would. So what we're doing is we're bringing to our remembrance everything that Jesus said. Amen? John 1:16. For out of his fullness, abundance, say, I have the abundant life. We have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another. And spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. And even favor upon favor. And gift heaped upon gift. When you go to meet something this week, the Holy Spirit's going to bring to your remembrance, you got grace upon grace. You got favor with God. You got grace upon grace. You got spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings. But listen, saints, if it doesn't come from the remembrance of Jesus in our lives, where Holy Spirit takes from Jesus, it'll never work. See, sometimes I think we've been saved for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I think we got it all down, and we're just going to do it in our faith. I'm walking by faith, and I'm just going to do it. Well, how come it didn't work? Because it was your faith. Spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to tell us. That's what he wants to bring to our remembrance. See, most of us are trying to work our way there, and Jesus said, I want you to flow in the finished work of me. I want you to let the Holy Spirit help you, and he'll bring to your remembrance everything that belongs to you. So, where's the answer? I've got to get this into my renewed mind. I can't keep the old mind and just say this and not build it into my renewed mind. Romans 12:2, don't conform this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so you'll know and prove what the perfect will of God is. I've got to read this, and I've got to get it into my renewed mind. Else, when the Holy Spirit reminds me, I'm going to disqualify myself because I'm walking in the old man. God said, I want to clothe you in the new man. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That is so powerful. Spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing. But if the Holy Spirit don't take from Jesus, if you don't let him bring to your remembrance everything that Jesus said, you'll do it on your own knowledge, your own wisdom, or your own faith. And our natural wisdom is tainted as far as God's concerned. His wisdom in us is not. Unless I come against the Word of God. Unless I approve some things that are going on out there, you know, and all, you got to be politically right. No, you need to be spiritually right. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn to Romans, Amplified Version, Romans 10:17. Listen now, going to be a little key here. Amplified, Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing what is told and what is heard. Say, faith comes. So if you hear yourself speaking the Word of God, you can create the God kind of faith in you. Faith will come. That's the key. So faith comes. So the Bible is saying faith will come as you speak the Word of God. Right? It comes by hearing what is told and what is heard. It comes by the preaching of the message. People don't like preaching today. That came from the lips of what? So the Holy Spirit is reminding us, the Messiah himself. He's reminding us that what Jesus said, it came from his lips. So I'm going to renew my mind, you see, but I can cause faith to come. Faith comes through hearing and through speaking. Faith will come. The God kind of faith. The faith that comes through the Word of God. Faith will come. Whew, I just got a touch from God. Praise God. Ain't that good stuff? If you want to know how to get faith, it will come. See, you got to block everything else out. So faith comes. Stop right there. How? By the hearing what is told and what is heard. It comes by preaching. Faith will come. If you allow the Holy Spirit to remind you all the things that Jesus said from his lips. That's the pathway to faith. So don't tell me you don't have the God kind of faith. God's just giving you an answer as to how faith comes. But guess what? He's faithful. It will come. The Word of God said faith comes. Say faith comes. Faith comes. Faith comes. So you can't allow the enemy to tell you faith. You ain't got no faith. When the Word of God said faith comes. Lord has done. The Lord is dumping sleeping dust on some people. I'm serious. Sometimes the mind argues with God, so he puts you to sleep so your spirit will receive it. God wouldn't do that. Your God would. My God would. The God I believe in waited 4 days and poor old Lazarus went in the grave. Where has God called you out to? Like he said to Peter, Peter, come out of that water. And then a storm arises and we lose our faith and we start to sink. But he'll never forsake us. He pulled Peter up. But guess what? I'll guarantee it that when faith comes and you start operating in God kind of faith, the faith that comes, the devil is going to try to throw something in your way. Paul said, I'd have got there earlier, but Satan hindered me. And he can cause you to get your eyes on the wave or the problem and away from faith. And so what you was creating by faith that comes no longer is being created because your eyes are on the problem, on the financial problem, on the house payment, on whatever it may be. Do you see how that works? He got his eyes on the wave. He lost the faith. That's the game of the devil. So when faith comes and you're creating by the faith that comes, the enemy's going to throw things in your way to get you off from and away from the faith that comes. And then you're going to blame God. I had faith. It didn't happen. No, you got your eyes off it. You stopped walking in that faith. You want a little more? Hi. Hallelujah. Remember now what you're hearing, you gotta get in the renewed mind. Everybody here has spoken scriptures, faith came, and the enemy stole it by getting your eyes on something else. Maybe the husband had some faith. Faith come. And maybe the wife came in and threw cold water on it. You know something? We can't afford this. We can't do this. Or it could be vice versa. We can't? And all of a sudden we start thinking about, well, maybe she's right and maybe he's right. You got your eyes off in faith and you never got the fullness of what God promised in the faith. Huh. Hallelujah. Proverbs 4. Chapter 4, verse 20, Jerry. Yeah. As my son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let the Holy Spirit help you. Remind you of the things that come from the lips of Jesus. Remind you of the sayings of Jesus. Amen? That's number one. Hallelujah. 21, Jerry. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. Don't let them depart. Once I got faith coming, I got to keep my eyes on faith, on the Word of God, letting the Holy Spirit remind me of the things of Jesus. If I don't, that's what it says. Let them not depart from you. Let not the enemy come and steal from you. You got to keep it in your mind. You got to keep it in your lips. You got to speak it. God's given us the Holy Spirit, you see. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart. That's what faith is. In your spirit, man. Your recreated spirit. Hallelujah. 22, Jerry. For they are life to those who find them, and healing and health to all your flesh. If you got faith coming, and you're starting to feel better, have you ever noticed someone come up here, and they'll say, it feels better? Have you ever been through that? Where somebody will come up here for healing, it feels better. I guarantee you, at the time they get back to that pew, they're thinking about something else, and faith was coming, you see? It's like, come on out here, Peter. You get your eyes off from what you just received. You're not going to protect it. You're not going to ask the help of the Holy Spirit. And I guarantee you, from here to out there or there, you'll lose the healing. For they are life. Why? It's a seed. It's got life in it. It's got faith in it. To those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all diligence. Above all that you guard, for out of it flows the things of life. You see, I can get faith coming, but out of me flows all kinds of problems. Depression, oppression, loneliness, anger. I can't allow that. Do you notice that human beings, the works of the flesh? Keep and guard your heart. That's what, above all, that you guard, for out of it flows the springs of life. See, it can flow anger, unforgiveness. It can flow confession of sickness, disease. You can have, if you're not careful, tainted wisdom will flow out of you where you'll agree with civil unions because that's the political way to do things. That's politically right. We don't want to hurt these people. No one's hurting anybody. Put away from you false, dishonest speech, willful, contrary talk. Put away far from you. There's a lot of people who follow fools. Do you know that? And people don't have enough discernment to put in a thimble. And that's how we get seduced into things. Oh, he's a man of God. She's a man of God. Yeah, right. The only way you become a man of God if you're led by the Spirit. And guess what? You're not anointed. It's the Spirit in you that's anointed. Let your eyes, in verse 25, right on with a fixed purpose. Let your gaze be straight before you. Consider the well path of your feet. Where am I walking? You see, what am I heading to? Am I being led there by my flesh, by the enemy? Let all your ways be established and ordered up aright. Turn not aside to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. Don't walk with evil. Don't agree with evil. Paul put a teaching in 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Don't even eat with Christians who call themselves Christians that are heavy into sexual things. It could be homosexual, whatever. Don't even eat with them. It's entirely up to you. You can eat with them if you want to. But that's the teaching of Scripture. Is that judging anybody? No. See, we are to judge. Judgment begins at the church. The lesbian, the homosexual that's out there, we're not to judge them. But we're not to join with them either. See, if I want to fill the church, I could put ads in the paper and say things. It would pack this place out because it's politically right. Do you know most Christians, a big percentage of them, don't like the preaching of the word? Well, take me. I don't like it either. I'm the one that has to carry the message. It's healing to all your... You want to know how to get healed? Let the Holy Spirit bring to remembrance from the lips of Jesus everything he said. Let living faith be in you. The seed that you accepted when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, there was a seed that came in, a living faith, a living seed. And that's all the faith you need, although faith can grow, but that's all the faith you need to speak to a mountain, if it's coming from living faith. Amen? Well, I got 5 degrees anyway, praise God. Hallelujah. Yep. Attend to my words. Listen to me now. You got 5 days, 7 days, well, until next Sunday. And you need to check yourself out. If you say you're walking by faith and ain't working, guess what? You're walking in your faith. And this is not a put down. I've done it. Everybody in here will do it. Until you find the teaching in the Word of God that puts you on the pathway to real faith and how to get real faith. Real faith comes, or one way it comes. Faith comes. So we can be in the flesh and faith won't come. If we're in the Word of God, faith will come. If we're handling things according to God's Word, faith will come. Boy, it's quiet. Peaceful, isn't it? You know why? We're talking about Jesus. We're asking the Holy Spirit to help us. His presence can get stronger and stronger. I was up at 3 o'clock this morning, peeking to try to see him. Have you ever done that? You see a flash on the left-hand side, and you go, is that you, Jesus? See, I want to meet with the angel of the Lord, or colors and visions and dreams. So I go looking for it. Well, God just wanted to do it. He'd just do it. No, I go looking for it. If God don't move, I move God by Scripture. He cannot deny himself, can he? Isaiah said, command ye the hand of God. Command the hand of God. Well, if you can't do that, means you don't believe you're qualified for anything. But it better be his faith. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Huh? Good night. Okay, Jeff. Let's worship him. Praise you, Jesus. Number two in the orange. Well, he's bringing that up. Remember to pray for Mark and Patty and Mark, Patty, and Matthew. He had to bring Matthew back up. He's 15 years old, for some of you don't. He has an eating disorder, and he was very close to death at one point, and he had to bring him back up to Children's Hospital in Denver. So keep him in your prayers this week. That's a decision that Dad has made, so we have to respect it, right? Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This young man sitting right here, what's your first name? Daniel. Well, that's a good name. I knew a Daniel one time, spent a whole time, bunch of time in the presence of God. He was sick for days after. Hallelujah. God said there's a new starting point of the Spirit of God coming in your life. There has been turmoils in your mind and different things coming into your life that you have entertained. But God says, my life is going to come alive in you. And you're going to start having a desire which you haven't had before. You've had a desire, but not to the greatness that God wants you to have that desire, to find out more about the Lord. Because victory comes through Jesus Christ. Even though you may be saved, you are saved, right? You think you are. Have you ever committed your life to Jesus? Have you ever said, Father, I'm a sinner, I accept Jesus into my life? Can I pray for you? Come up here, if you would please, Dan. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I couldn't understand why God is saying a new beginning, a new fresh start of the Holy Spirit and everything else. No one's going to embarrass you. You're too big to be embarrassed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can you raise your hands to him? Close your eyes. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus, this day I receive you into my life to be my Lord and Savior. I thank you, Jesus, for forgiving every sin in my life. And I thank you, Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will start today to bring peace into my mind and my emotions. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, for the impartation of the presence of the Holy Spirit, Lord. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, right now, I thank you, Lord, for this miracle. I bind your power, Satan. I bind your power, principalities and powers, under the blood covenant. He's a child of God. He's the temple of the Holy Spirit. And I speak, my God shall supply his need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And he'll learn to do all things through Christ that will strengthen him from this moment forward. The glory of God shall rest upon him. The peace of God shall flow from his mind to the top of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord, all through his emotions, Lord. And we thank you and we praise you, Lord. New beginnings will start right now. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Every bit of it. Go! In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Daniel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give a lot of clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the Lord. You need to get that CD or DVD, whichever you choose. Because the portion he said to you, you'll find it come together. I didn't know why he was saying certain things, that I was just repeating what I was hearing. And that's the reason. Amen? It doesn't have to align with me. God don't say, well, Alry, I'm going to say this. Is that okay? Because my natural would say, I don't want you saying anything through me. They're throwing rocks, God. Blink, blink. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Whoever needs prayer, well, first of all, wait a minute. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. You know, you have been keep reaching out to God. God's going to come to you in a mighty way. You're going to sense some things. God's in you, but you're going to sense some things that you just don't know how to get there. But the Holy Spirit's going to... No, this man right here in the red thing here. Yes. You're going to sense some things. The Holy Spirit's going to bring some things to you. And at first you're going to have to... Because it's not going to be your faith, because it's going to be beyond your natural mind, you're going to at times say, I don't know. about that. But eventually, as you entertain that, as you think on that, God, the Holy Spirit, will convince you that God's speaking to you. You know, God's been speaking to you since day one, but you just, there's some things that you have demanded from God, how God speaks, and you just want him, you want to be able to, this way, but God's going to do it his way. No matter how much you stomp your feet and how much you whine and how much you want it to be done your way, God's going to do it his way. But guess what? You're coming into a presence of God, an awakening, a revival in your spirit by the Holy Spirit, in your spirit man, that's really, really going to cause you to break through in a lot of things. In Jesus' name, amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. This lady behind here, raise your hand. Yes. Have you ever been here before? You have. Is this? Yeah, I remember now. This is the husband, right? How you been doing since you came the first time? Better? Well, you know what God's saying? You got to drink more. Right? And you drink by hearing the word of God. No one's asking you to be a member here. No one's asking you to do anything. Just come and hear the word of God and get prayer and be encouraged in the word of God. Because if you'll find that place, our theme for 12 is faith, hope, and love. If you'll find that hope, which is the promise of Jesus, when faith comes, it'll cause the hope to turn manifest into things you'll see. Can you get that? Once again, faith, hope, and love. Hope always looks in, and hope is things you can't see. But it's in the promises of God. So if faith comes when you speak the word of God, it'll cause that hope to be seen. Ain't that good? I didn't know that myself. Hallelujah. Oh, you're so funny, Elry. I know it. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Now you two can come back up here. Yeah, you two, come up here. Anybody who wants prayer, come up here. I need to finish some things over her and him. Hallelujah. I think the main thing here, you guys, come and drink some more. Drink the word of God. See what I do? Just take it as a drink. Don't listen to religious minds. Don't religious people. Just let God speak to you. And tell you how much he loves you and how you can get over things. And are you doing better with the spirit of fear? I know you had fear about your child. And are you doing better or is it the same? Okay, and the reason why you're having bad days, because you're entertaining that thought. Remember I was preaching this morning? You're really entertaining that thought. That's why it will get worse and worse and worse. And so you ask the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name to help you, and he'll bring things to your remembrance so that you won't entertain that. So you won't be like Peter out in the water and get your eyes on the storm and start sinking. Right? Does that make sense to you? Does that make sense to you? Praise God. Okay. Let me get the oil here a little bit here. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Ooh, I anoint him now in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. Satan, I bind you from her thoughts right now. I bind every principality from that thought. And I just ask the Spirit of Truth to flood her, Lord. To flood her, Lord. Bring to her remembrance everything that Jesus said, Holy Spirit. I ask this in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Bring into her remembrance. Cause her to renew her mind. cause her to know the faith and the hope and the love of you, Lord Jesus Christ, as I speak it into her life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Ooh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Ooh, praise you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Meet every need. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I can see a pole. But it's like it's made out of gold and it's turning. It's very small. I don't know. It's 2 inches around or something. And it's got big grooves in it. And it's turning. Like the blessings of God is working its way into your life. The blessings of God is working its way into your life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Jesus' name. I speak the blessings of Abraham, Lord, through Jesus Christ upon her life, Lord. I speak the grace and the blessings, Lord, upon her life, Lord, in Jesus' name. I bind every idea that comes from the flesh, Lord, and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to her, Lord, those things you have said, Lord Jesus, to take from you. Grace belongs to her. Favor belongs to her. Blessings upon blessings belong to her, Lord. We thank you that she'll take authority over the thoughts in her mind and let the mind of Christ come in. Let the Holy Spirit minister so she can see the light, the victory, the resurrection power. Yes, coming alive in her life for the glory of God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I touch my sister right now. How's your back? Remember she got prayer for her back? It's been healed. It's good, right?
Yeah. Good.
It's really good. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. God has opened already doors for you. God has opened doors. Just be patient and just keep seeking the teaching and counseling of the Holy Spirit because he's going to show you God's wisdom, and that wisdom is going to show you what door he's talking about. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, we know that every door has been opened as far as healing and all that stuff, but there's a certain door that your flesh is going to be able to receive some things from God, some blessings from God. That's the kind of door I'm talking about. I'm not talking about you already have everything in you in Jesus Christ, but there's a door being opened. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let her receive, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name. And by the way, I it came to my mind. We sent the tax things out Wednesday. You know, mail's like a snail now. And so they're in the mail. If you don't get it in a reasonable time, let us know. Because sometimes people send our mail to China. Father God, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Bless this man, Lord. Bless this man, Lord. Every bit of his mind is healed now in Jesus' name. Every bit of his mind in Jesus' name. What was her name? Father God, I touch her right now, Lord, and I pray, Lord, angels will bring someone in to Linda, Lord, and lead her to Jesus Christ. At the same time, Lord, we bind all sickness in her body, Lord. We bind that spirit of death around her in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We have the right under the blood covenant to operate in the same areas you operate, Jesus, but it's got to be by your spirit and by your faith. So we ask today, Lord, that our God, your word, is supplying her need according to what we spoke in Jesus' name, according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, that the riches in you, Jesus, is being released into her life, all from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. But we, most of all, Lord, we want to see a miracle, Lord. We want to see that salvation, Lord, come alive in her life, Lord. You coming into her life as her Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. We have prayed for her soul. We believe that you're a faithful God and you'll cause it. You'll bring someone to her life and lead her to you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the presence of you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Presence of Jesus. Oh. Of Jesus, the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Help her receive, Jesus. Help her receive. Ooh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is telling me he's returning and replenishing your short-term memory. There's a short thing there that seems to be not doing what it's supposed to be doing, and God is healing that. God is healing that right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, and I thank you. I praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessings of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Did you come back? Oh, okay. You bet. Pray for the son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. Let the anointing fall on these people that are praying, these people that are receiving right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. You're a miracle-working God. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen? I feel like a monk walking around with my hands crossed. I don't know. Oh, I just speak the financial blessings upon these people, Father God. We thank you that somebody already has, was a clerk and now is a manager from the Golden Anointing Oil. Somebody has received a lot of finances from the Golden Anointing Oil. That's only the 1st of January. And we're already getting reports. You need to examine yourself. If you got money or you did or blessings or all of a sudden you feel peace, there's things that come from God. And sometimes our flesh don't recognize it. God wants to promote us. God wants to bless us. You have to examine yourself. Are you the same as you was the first? If the answer is yes, that's okay. Keep expecting. Keep releasing the faith. Faith cometh by the word of God. But if something has changed, God has touched you from that anointing service. It may not be a Brinks truck backing up. Maybe you need something else. But if something has changed, you see, it's important to give God the glory, isn't it? Thank you, Jesus. You know, if something has changed in your mind, in your marriage, in your if you're not the same as you was January 1 and you was here during the Gold Anointing Oil service, guess what? Amen? Hallelujah. Well, you'll have to examine yourself. Thank you, Dan, for coming. God bless you. Nice to see you. Amen. Father God, we just lift up our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for what you've done here. We thank you for your word. We thank you that faith cometh. We thank you that there is a pathway to faith. We thank you, Lord, that we have the seed, Lord, in us. We have accepted you, Jesus, as our Lord and Savior. We believe in our heart because the Holy Spirit helps us believe. And we're growing, Lord. We're multiplying in the gifts and the fruits and the peace and the love and the joy and the forgiveness, Lord, and the compassion of you, Lord, and the mercy of you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you and we praise you, Lord, that this week, I prophesy and speak into everybody's life here that your peace, Jesus, is going to reign in their lives. That your peace, Jesus, is going to reign in their lives, in their minds, in their soulish area, in their homes, in the husband, in the wife, in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Yes. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.